Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, my guest is Richard Green, and I'm going to bring him on in just a moment. But first, I want to take a moment to thank all of you for spending your time with us here on the show. You know, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. You know, I've always said that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You're that sort of conscious entrepreneur. And maybe that's you. And that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show. You know, I always want to remind you that you can connect with me in a few different places. One is on Facebook. I have a group on Facebook called Entrepreneur Mastery, and it's a place where I interact every day, and we can share and support one another as we're on this entrepreneur path. So I would encourage you to check that out, and I'll put the link on the show page below. I always have a special gift for you, and that link is there as well. And I always remember to put the link for our guest to their website so that you can learn more about them. And we're going to hear more about Richard when he comes on the show in just a moment. Now, you can find The Holistic Entrepreneur on a number of internet directories, you know, podcast directories. And all of those can be found on my website at BonnieGressel.com. All the icons are there. And if you just click on those, you can listen on your favorite platform. And maybe you want to reach people with your message. You know, I'm always looking for interesting new guests to have on the show, either this show or on my other show, The Gift of Choice. So if you are someone with a message, someone who wants to just, you know, get out there and share your thoughts, you know, whether it's for people who are on the entrepreneur journey or people who just want more health and happiness in their lives. That's what the Gift of Choice show is more about. Connect with me. Let me know. And we'll see if you're a good fit to be a guest on the radio show. I would love to hear from you. So now join me in welcoming our guest today, Richard Green. Dr. Green's experience spans more than 25 years as a corporate sales executive. He's an author, a business coach, and an entrepreneur. As an advocate for the application of process to achieve super productivity, he observed that having the best plan, the best skills, and the greatest talent didn't always guarantee success. He discovered that the missing ingredient is a mind that's creative, powerful, and unstoppable. Working with Ironman athletes, Rich discovered that it was their mindset that enabled them to face extreme challenges and succeed where most other people would fail. He has captured this unique mind ability and incorporated it into Elite Business Executive Coaching Program. This program is called the Ironman Mind. Dr. Green is the founder of Amplifier, a worldwide business coaching and consulting company located in Sacramento, California. He's also an active Ironman triathlete and marathon swimmer. Thank you so much for taking time today.
Thank you, Bonnie. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, I'm excited for our conversation today. You know, I think we can never talk about, you know, productivity and that sort of thing enough because it affects everyone. Now, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? Would you share with all of us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today?
Be happy to, Bonnie. Well, let me just start with what I did or what I've done for the last almost 30 years. I've been a sales professional for the last 30 years. And the funny thing is, whenever you ask people or I ask people what they do, they'll give you a title and or they'll tell you a little bit about their profession. But when it comes to salespeople, I find they usually identify themselves by what they sell. And I've never done that. I kind of think that the reason is that I've been in so many different industries. And so I consider sales as a profession, and their skills that you get in sales are completely transferable. And I have a belief that we are all salespeople. So the skills and things that I'd like to be able to share today, the things I'd like to be able to talk about today, not only affect salespeople in a business arena, but affect all of us in our lives.
Oh, that is so true. I mean, everyone has a message to share, whether they're selling something or there's a message inside of them that just needs to come out. We all have that. You're right.
Yeah. And you know, for those who don't think that you're in sales, or for people that think that sales is about convincing or tricking people, that couldn't be further from the case. Yeah. It's about influencing. And I think the best examples that I can give that when people say they just don't see themselves as salespeople is, if you're married or you have a significant other, you had to do some convincing there, didn't you?
Yeah.
and also if you've got a job, you had to influence somebody to hire you. So we all are influencing, which is really what sales is, every single day.
Now you have a really interesting background in terms of outside of the sales stuff, in terms of your athletic accomplishments. Would you just touch on that? Because I think that's really an important piece.
Well, thanks for asking me that, Bonnie, because I actually have a business coaching program, and it is all around the elements that make an athlete successful. Mm. And not just any athlete, Bonnie, an Ironman athlete. I'm an Ironman triathlete, and the funny thing is, I wasn't very athletic most of my life, but something happened to me, like happens to many of us, you know, at that time of your life, and could be in your 40s, or for like me, it could have been, it could be in your 50s. I decided to do some things I'd never done before. Mm. And so that led me on a journey, and actually has helped me to refine the business coaching that I do and the work that I do with people all around this mind that is unstoppable. And I call it the Ironman mind.
Oh, I love that, because it is so much about the mindset and what we have inside. And I love the fact that you tie it into your Ironman competitions and all of your training. And anybody who does something like an Ironman, I mean, the farthest I go is like a 10K run. That's about it. So anybody who does an Ironman, oh my gosh, they are really committed. And I mean, it takes a lot to do that and to be successful. So kudos to you.
Well, thanks, Bonnie. And I can tell you, an Ironman is, it's like a 10K, just a few more miles.
Just a few more.
So, the things that I've been able to take away, and I've interviewed over 100 Ironman triathletes. I just have tons of video and literally hundreds of business people over the course of my career. And it's helped me to refine the programs that I have and the things that I'm able to teach people and the things that I want to share with your listeners today that are all about how to be more productive during your day and lead a less frenetic life, but a happier and more productive and more fulfilled life. And that's all about one of the Ironman mind elements that I'm going to talk about today, which is unstoppable focus.
Focus. I mean, that's huge. You know, there's so many people, and sometimes I'm like this myself. It's like, oh, squirrel, you know, it's like, we need to focus. We need to get it done. And there are all kinds of ways to do that. So share with us some of your, like, if I was going to send somebody to you who really was having trouble with focus, how would you help them through that?
Well, I think probably the first thing I'd do, Bonnie, is just to assess what's going on in their life and in their day. And then try to tailor it from there. But I can tell you the one thing that I find almost universally with every business executive that I work with is the need that all of them have to get control of their day. Mm. Life seems to get busier and faster, and more is expected of us. And sometimes people get to the point where they just don't know where to turn. They feel like they're just trying to keep their head above water, and they're not getting ahead. And so getting control of your day, what you do every single second, every single minute of the day, is absolutely crucial. And so I'd probably say, without knowing exactly what the particular circumstances were around that individual that came to me, that this might be an area that would help them. Mm. And so if you'd like, I could actually share some techniques that you know, people could use.
Yeah, oh, that would be fabulous, because I'm all about giving people, you know, takeaways from our conversation. So thank you so much. Yes. Well, how gracious of you to offer that.
Well, okay. I think we'll talk about focus, because I just mentioned it there.
Yeah.
And as I said earlier, I have 10 elements that I've been able to glean from successful Ironman triathletes, and unstoppable focus is one of those elements. And I got to this through one of the athletes that I was interviewing. It was this woman, it's a 56-year-old woman, and she and I both did this race on this day, and it was absolutely horrendous conditions. And I'm 55, by the way, so just so your people that are listening here understand, you know, where I'm coming from. I'm not a young man. I'm not necessarily a super athlete, but I have some of these elements that Ironman athletes have, these unstoppable elements. And again, this unstoppable focus is what we're going to talk about today. But I got unstoppable focus from talking to this woman, and she was telling me about the day as it went for her. And she told me, just kind of back up here, this race that happened, it was a very hot day. It was 112 degrees.
And, oh my gosh.
Yeah. It wasn't expected. It was in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And it wasn't expected to be that hot. This was a 50-year high. And 20% of the people that registered for the race didn't show up because of the heat. 23% of the people that showed up and entered the race didn't make it. They dropped out. A lot of people went to the hospital. This was the highest do not finish in all of Ironman races in North America. And so this woman was telling me about her day, and she said, and it was her very first Ironman race. And she said, I saw people passed out laying on the ground. I saw people throwing up. I saw people barely able to walk, but I just kept my focus on what my goal was and what I had to do. And I didn't let any of those distractions bother me. And I put one foot in front of the other, and I crossed that finish line. And I thought about that, and I said, you know, our day is a lot like that. Yeah. We are absolutely deluged by so much information and so much going on that it's easy to be pulled off track from what it is you want to accomplish during the day.
Oh, yeah. So true. Yes. And it's, you know, it's just putting that one foot in front of the other and blocking everything else out, which is kind of what that woman was doing in the race.
Yeah, well, she saw all these things happening around her. And it's not unlike our day with our phones and our televisions and everything else that we see during the day. The average person, Bonnie, sees between 4,000 and 10,000 advertisements a day.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you probably don't remember seeing all that stuff, but you did. Your mind actually took all that in. And the subconscious mind can process 400 billion bits of information, but your conscious mind can only process 2,000 bits of information. So it's real easy with all of that stuff that's going on around you to get distracted or be pulled off focus from what it is you want to do.
Mm.
And, but somehow we're able to get through the day, right?
Yeah.
And it may or may not be productive, but I'm going to talk just, you know, if I can share with you just a little bit about the science behind productivity.
Oh, I would love you to do that, because I was just going to ask you about that. So yes, please do.
Okay. So, you know, I'm going to share three very powerful techniques, but I want to share a little bit about the science behind this, behind unstoppable focus. And there's actually something that is in our, I'm just going to shut that. You may have to, sorry about that, Bonnie.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to talk about the reticular activating system.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who don't know what the reticular activating system is, it's really a filter mechanism in the brain. Let me give you an example of how it works. I travel a lot, so this is why I came up with this example. I'm in airports all the time, and if you think about an airport, there's just so much noise going on. There's hundreds of people that are talking, and there's music playing, and there's announcements going on, and it's a lot of activity. But we don't really hear all of that noise. I mean, it's not brought to our attention. Our mind is processing it. But that kind of general background noise is filtered out. Now, think about this. You're in the airport, and then all of a sudden, an announcement comes over the system, over the PA system. And it's your name, and it's your flight. And then all of a sudden, your attention is full on. Well, that's your reticular activating system, because it is looking for certain bits of information. Your name and the flight number, which you're focused on, is, you know, came up, and so it filtered out all the background noise and gave you just that piece there. And that's kind of how the reticular activating system works. Another example, Bonnie, that I might give is if you buy a brand new car, let's just say, I bought a blue Mini Cooper. All of a sudden, you start seeing that blue Mini Cooper all over the highway. Mm-hmm. And amongst all, you never noticed it before, but now you see lots of blue Mini Coopers. That's the reticular activating system working. And so your mind, there's things that are going on there that that help you to focus on the right kinds of things. But you have to use some tools, and you have to be conscious to help that mind, you know, get you to that point. And those are the things I'm going to share with you. And for those of you who are thinking, well, geez, it just doesn't make sense. I don't know why he's talking about the brain, because you need to understand how the mind works so that the things I'm going to tell you here make sense. Because the things I'm going to share with you here, I think some of you may think, this is pretty simple, or this is kind of common sense. And they are. They're very powerful, but they're very simple things, and anybody can do them. And so do you want to know what they are, Bonnie?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And I know what you mean about the blue Mini Cooper. I mean, one year I got a green car. It was green, because I don't even know what kind of car it was. But all of a sudden, I see all these green cars on the road. So absolutely, I get what you're saying, and that's how the brain works. So yes, tell us how to use this to be more productive, get more done, get more clients, and have a better life, and not pass out at the end of the day.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the thing, is being able to be focused is really the key. And so if you can focus your activities to help that reticular activating system work properly, you'll be more productive. You'll feel less stressed at the end of the day, and you'll have the time to spend with your family and your friends and doing the things that many of us sometimes don't feel like we have the time to do. We feel like there's so much that we have to get done. So I'm going to share these three things with you. And then I also have a gift that I want to be able to give to everybody that's listening to this.
Oh,
and
awesome.
Yeah. At the end of this, it's a kind of a continuation. It's a product that I call Time Savers that I created. And, the people that use this product have reported that they've been able to find, get ready for this, 10 to 20 hours in their week that they could repurpose to doing something that they always wanted to do. I mean, 10 to 20 hours that maybe are wasted, but are not being used efficiently.
That's amazing.
So I'll be excited to share that with everybody today. Well, let me just hop right into it. Let me talk. So, we talked about the 4 to 10,000 ads that you see every day. And a lot of that's coming to you through the media. Mm-hmm. The media devices that you have, your PC or your phone. And so I want to talk a little bit about the number one distractor. And I think I probably just gave it away. Bonnie, mm-hmm. do you think you'd venture to take a guess at what the number one distractor is in the day?
Email?
Well, email, I gotta tell you what, yeah, email is absolutely at the top of the list. And then I just heard you say the answer there, which is the phone. It is absolutely, hands down, the number one distractor in people's days. And
that's why I have mine off most of the time.
Well, good. It's we're gonna come back to that. So
okay, good.
It's a technique that productive people use. And it actually doesn't matter what brand of device you use. It's whether it's an Android or an Apple, hands down, the phone is probably one of the greatest technological leaps forward from the perspective of more information and productivity. It is literally millions of times more powerful than the computers that they had in 1969. And for those of you who don't know the significance of 1969,
I do.
You do. Do you want to tell everybody what that is?
No, I just remember the day when, you know, gosh, now I'm dating myself and I'm older than you are, Richard. when I was working on my thesis, it was this room that took all these little punch cards. I don't remember what you call them. But the computer was the size of like a whole building just about.
Absolutely.
And that's what we came from to like having our smartphones now.
Absolutely. And you know, I remember, boy, if you ever dropped those cards, it wasn't a good thing.
I know.
Now I've just dated myself as well. Well, NASA had a lot of those punch card programs that were working. And in 1969, we landed a man on the moon. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, the most powerful computers at the time that you were working on, or that NASA used to put a man on the moon. The phone that you have, that you use every day, is millions of times more powerful than that computer in 1969. It's absolutely amazing. It can do so many things that it's replaced so many devices, if you think about it. The camera, mm-hmm. voice recorder, television, because people watch programs on their phones. The encyclopedia. Gosh, I remember, you know, when I asked my parents a question, they'd say, go look it up in the encyclopedia. What do parents, you know, tell their kids today when they ask a question? Go Google it.
Yeah, ask Mr. Google.
That's absolutely right. Credit cards, you can do commerce on your phone. Kindles, I mean, you can read books. So it is absolutely a tremendously helpful device. In fact, Pew Research reports that 87% of millennials say that the smartphone never leaves their side. So here's the rub. It's a great device. But some people become digital slaves to that device. And you know, I think about it, it makes me think of Pavlov's dogs. And for those of you who didn't think Psychology 100, Pavlov was a guy who did experiments, and he trained dogs to salivate when the bell rang, because they associated the sound of the bell with being fed. And I see it every day. I see it with people using their phones. It's just like that. The phone beeps or chirps or something like that, and they run to pick it up and look at it. I mean, they're absolutely trained to respond to that sound. And unfortunately, people who are digital slaves, that's what I call these people, they fall into this trap that always available makes them more productive. And they do things like talking on the phone while they're checking email, or they're on social media, or they're texting, and they think that this multitasking makes them more productive. But Bonnie, quite the opposite is true.
Yeah.
And so what I'm going to do now is, kind of with that background, with that number one distractor, is give you three very powerful strategies, as I said before. These strategies, hands down, will make people that put them into play 5 to 6 times more productive in their day. Imagine five to six times more productive in your day.
That's amazing.
And you know, it absolutely is. And I get excited when I see people put them into play, and just all the, how their life changes. They're easy to understand, and they're proven to work. And I think that's the thing. They're proven to work, hands down. You're going to be more productive if you do these things. So with that, are you ready for the first one, Bonnie?
Yep. I'm like salivating here waiting.
Okay. You're like Pavlov's dog.
That's right.
All right, here's number one. I bet you can guess what it is. Turn off your phone.
Turn it off.
Okay. Yeah, like you said, you do that, which is great. And that's one of the things that successful people do. They learn how to manage their day. They learn how to manage the tools that they use. And don't be a digital slave to that phone. And I know for a lot of people, that's a pretty dramatic step to take. You know, turning it off completely is just something that some people can't even imagine doing in the day. And so if that's, you know, too extreme, there's some things you can do that are a little less extreme and that will moderate and help you out. And so here's some of those things that I tell people to do, I advise people to do. And I actually don't tell anybody to do anything, but I do advise them to do things. And the first one is just turn that ringer off. Turn it off from time to time. There are times when you just shouldn't be interrupted. And I advise people to kind of reserve blocks of time in their day to devote towards the things that are important to them in life, you know, like their kids or their spouse or their hobbies or things that they want to do. And don't let the phone interrupt you. Or if you're working and you're working on a project and it needs your focus, don't let that phone ring and interrupt your focus, because it will take you time to get restarted again. So turn that thing down, especially during the holidays. You know, that's the time to be enjoying time with your friends and your family. Sit at a table at a meal and have a meal and leave the phone aside. Turn off your notification light, you know, the little light that comes on whenever you get a text. And people, I see people all the time, they're in meetings and the light comes on and they look at it. They know they can't pick it up, but they still look at it anyway. And their attention goes away from what they should be focusing on, which is the meeting at hand. Don't use your cell phone, use your cell phone, but don't let it use you. As I said earlier, it's great. You can do just about everything with your cell phone, but when you pick it up to use it, decide how you're going to use it. So if you're going to make a phone call, don't spend 30 minutes or 40 minutes or an hour surfing the internet because you just had some wild idea. So be purposeful about how you're going to use it. I advise people to screen their calls or their emails. You know, if you don't have to take a phone call, let it go to voicemail. I mean, voicemail was one of the greatest things that was, you know, ever invented in the 70s. And it's still a good piece of technology today. So just resist the urge to pick up the phone, let it go to voicemail, and then return the phone call when you've got time. And I think more often than not, people won't voicemail you. They'll text you because they didn't get you on the phone, and do the same thing. Answer that text later on, okay? The last thing I would say is, because this can be very difficult for a lot of people, again, especially those millennials that carry that phone around with them all of the time, reserve blocks of time to check your messages. So resist checking your email every 5 minutes. And Bonnie, I just heard you say, you know, you turned that off. And I think that's great. Schedule blocks of time. Let's say morning, noon, and afternoon. A block of time where you're going to check and respond to your emails. Unless you're a medical professional or you're in some sort of profession where, you know, you have to be on call 24/7, nothing really usually is an emergency. And it can wait. And so if you do that, I think you're going to find that there's a lot more time in your day. Those seconds and those minutes that you take to check things all day long, they add up to a lot of time, that you could be used to be more productive. So try it out. The tip number two that I'm going to give here, and I kind of talked about this a little bit, but I've written on this pretty extensively. And I've done a lot of research. There's actually a lot of scientific research into this one. And that is the issue of multitasking. Now, most people wish they had more time in the day to accomplish the things that they want to get done. But the reality is we all have that same 24 hours and 7 days a week. Some people are just a lot better at using that time. They're more effective at using that time. And one of the strategies that I think almost everybody employs because they think it maximizes their time is multitasking. And there's a common belief that you can maximize your time by working on many things at once. For example, you might be, as I said earlier, you might be on the phone and you might be texting or looking at social media at the same time. Or you could be listening to this webinar and doing something else. instead of fully concentrating on the information that's being presented here. In reality, I mean, multitasking is really very misleading, Bonnie. In reality, it's a huge, huge time waster. And I think you're going to be shocked when I share with you what scientific research has shown.
Yeah, so please share that with us, because I totally agree with you, but I want to hear the stats.
Well, yeah, and I think the stats make the difference, because I think intuitively we know that we may not be as effective. When you are multitasking, you're not really doing many things at once, because the brain can only focus on one thing at a time. Now, that's just scientific research has proven the brain can only focus on one thing at a time. This whole issue of the mind doing many things at once, and the use of the term multitasking came about with multiple chips in computers, a computer being able to do many things at once. The mind doesn't work that way. What's actually happening is called rapid task switching. So you are rapidly moving from one task to another. Your brain is actually starting and stopping. And the time period that it takes to move from one thing to another is only about 1/10 of a second. So it's not a lot of time. But if you add that up over the whole entire day, it's a lot of time. And actually what the studies have shown is that you can possibly lose 40% of your productivity because you're not doing things effectively or properly or accurately. Actually, you make more mistakes. And we make mistakes, we got to go back and correct them. So it can actually double the time it takes to do something. Forget about the whole creative aspect. If you're a writer, and I know Bonnie, you're a writer, and I'm a writer, and you know, you get into that zone, if you get interrupted, sometimes it takes a long time to get back to the task.
Yeah, breaks the flow.
It breaks the flow. Yeah. But just simple tasks, you're much more error prone. Mm-hmm. So multitasking it's a myth. It's a myth that you'll be more productive. And so that's one of the things that I advise people not to do. And when I give you the third tip it's actually the thing that people use, the tool that people can use to help them not multitask. Mm. So turning off the phone is one thing, because you're getting distracted and we just tend to want to, you know, our mind wanders. It's natural. It's kind of like a small kid that wants to do a lot of different things and you can't keep their attention. The mind is exactly the same way. And so you have to be purposeful about how you use that tool, that very powerful tool, your mind. So I'll, you know, and hopefully this is making sense to everybody here, and you see this in your own life. Because I think we all do these things. So number three, this is the third tip I want to share today. And this is probably the most powerful tip. And it's one of those, you know, people say, yeah, sure, it makes sense. But I find a lot of people don't do it. And hands down, this will change your day. And so planning your day is probably the most powerful thing you can do. And actually writing down what you want to do for the day. And that's just goal setting, but it's daily goal setting. And so if you know the statistics about goal setting, you know, you can apply that to the day. And if you write things down, like you want to do something, you know, you've got a goal to get something accomplished, if you don't write it down and you think about it, and I might want to do this, you got a 21% chance of actually completing that task, because it's more likely you're going to get sidetracked and something else is going to come along that's going to take your interest and you won't get that done. If you write it down, get ready for this. That statistic of accomplishment rises all the way to 72%.
Oh my. Wow.
So 21% up to 72%. If you write it down and you tell somebody, it goes up to 86%. So planning your day and actually writing down the things that you intend to do is absolutely crucial. Now, I'm going to make a bit of a bold statement here, and hopefully no one will be offended, but it's not a hard and fast rule, but I make this recommendation. unless you're a millennial, you should get a pen and paper and write this stuff down. Because there's research to show that the kinetic activity of pen to paper actually helps you in memory and recall and in goal completion. And if you remember, we talked about the reticular activator. If you're focusing on those things, you're more likely to look for things that happen during your day that will help you to accomplish your goals. Now, why did I make that millennial distinction? Well, I'll be honest with you here. I work with a lot of professionals that are in their 40s and their 50s, and hands down, most of them, not all of them, okay, but most of them are not great at using their phones for daily task and meeting planning. And if anybody's listening, this is the exception, you know, good for you. Again, I know it's not what the hipsters would do, but here's the deal. If writing things down is the most effective way for you to do it, and you got to be honest, then just do it. Don't worry about it. I'm going to confess to everybody that I use both. And maybe that's not as productive as it could be, but here's the reason why I use both. I write things down because I know that's what works for me, and I know the science behind it, and I always recommend that to everybody. But I also use the electronic calendar because that's the way people make, you know, will make meetings with me on the internet. And so the phone is very helpful for some things, but for everything, I write it down. I write my plan down. And I don't know if you've had that same experience, Bonnie, with in your life with, because I know that you're a high achiever as well. And, you know, does some of this resonate with you?
It does. And actually I do the same thing you do. I write things down and I use the electronic stuff. Turn off my phone and write my list down for the day. So, but you've given us so many awesome tips, and all of these, I think, are takeaways that people should take. And I know that you have an awesome gift to share that you mentioned earlier, but I know people are going to want more of you, Richard. So how would they best connect with you, find out more about your services, your products, your programs, those kinds of things, in case they do want to work more with you?
Well, there's a bunch of different ways, but probably the easiest way is to go to my website, theironmanmind.com. And you can find out about my coaching programs and my training programs. And I'll tell you that I work with business owners and business executives in a lot of different areas. Productivity, obviously, as we just discussed today, is a huge factor in most people's lives. And so I find that that's an area that I spend a lot of time with people on. But strategic planning, life planning, sales training, because, you know, my 30 years of sales experience has got to come into play here as well. Those are all things that I work with various companies on. I am also a certified John Maxwell coach, and I focus specifically with his materials on leadership. Mm. And so leadership is so important in our lives, and a good leader must have to learn to lead themselves first. And the things that we just talked about today, that's self-leadership. Mm. So you can't be really an effective leader in a company or in your community or in your family unless you can effectively lead yourself. And so getting control of your day is one of the things that, as we just talked about, that I help people with. So theironmanmind.com is my website, and you can go there and there'll be a place where you can contact me. I did say that I wanted to share a bonus with everybody today that I'm pretty excited about. It's a product that I call Time Savers. And when I first developed this product, when I created this and I used it myself, I found an extra 10 hours in my week.
Wow.
Yeah. Honestly, part of it was just cutting some television time out that wasn't real great, but, cause I'm a bit of a news junkie. So I learned some tools to get around that. And, but it goes through all of the things that most people have in their day, and it helps you to be able to refine the things that you do and how you use different technologies. And so I use that extra 10 hours to train for an Ironman triathlon. This is when I created this product, I'd never done an Ironman before. And there's a lot of training that goes into it. And so that was something I always wanted to do. I always wanted to train, and I always wanted to complete that. Well, I'm sure that not everybody on this call may want to do an Ironman triathlon or a triathlon or, you know, anything like that. But I bet there's something that you always wanted to do that you couldn't find the time for. And so my great hope is that people use this product and they're able to find some time that they're able to apply to achieving a dream or a goal or something that they've always had in their life. Mm-hmm. And so here's the deal. You can get that by going to richgreendeal.com. That's richgreendeal.com. And just put your email and your name in, and you can get instantly download that. And I'll give you a way to contact me as well, because I'd love to hear success stories from people, and I use that. And I'm learning. I learn from everybody every day. So I want to hear about your success stories, and I want to hear about the things that make you productive in your life as well.
Oh, such a fabulous and generous gift. Thank you so much, Richard. And thank you so much for sharing all of this awesome stuff on productivity and focus, because I think it's an issue for everyone. And there's such good tips that you gave and applicable things that people can just start doing right away, even if they do one little piece at a time. So I again want to just thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day, because I know you're a busy person, to share that wisdom with all of us.
Bonnie, thank you. I just really appreciate the opportunity to be with you today.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.